The Baffoot Beagles by Gerald Durrell. Read by Nigel Davenport. In which we done come. The Cross River picks its way down from the mountains of the Cameroons until it runs sprawling and glittering into the great bowl of forest land around Mumphe. After being all froth, waterfalls, and eager chattering in the mountains, it settles down when it reaches this forest and runs sedately in its rocky bed, the gently moving waters creating ribs of pure white sand across its width and washing the mud away from the tree roots so that they look as though they stand at the edge of the water on a tangled, writhing mass of octopus-like legs. It moves along majestically, its brown waters full of hippo and crocodile, and the warm air above it filled with hawking swallows, blue and orange and white. Just above Mumphe, the river increases its pace slightly, squeezing itself between two high rocky cliffs, cliffs that are worn smooth by the passing waters, and wear a tattered antimacassar of undergrowth that hangs down from the forest above. Emerging from the gorge, it swirls out into a vast egg-shaped basin. A little further along, through an identical gorge, another river empties itself into this same basin, and the waters meet and mix in a skein of tiny currents, whirlpools, and ripples, and then continue onwards as one waterway, leaving, as a result of their marriage, a huge, glittering hummock of white sand in the centre of the river, sand that is pockmarked with the footprints of hippo and patterned with chains of bird tracks. Near this island of sand, the forest on the bank gives way to the small grass field that surrounds the village of Mumphe, and it was here on the edge of the forest, above the smooth, brown river, that we chose to have our base camp. It took 2 days of cutting and levelling to get the campsite ready, and on the third day Smith and I stood at the edge of the grass field, watching while 30 sweating...